Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. As I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, but also to our first responders. Very important. They've had a very bad weekend, some of them, some of the things they've had to happen. Plus, we've had another police officer go down over the weekend, actually two of them. Now, a special shout-out to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And a special shout-out to everybody that's out there working right now, regardless of what it is you're doing on the Third Watch, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, you know, I always say the Pledge of Allegiance when I start the first hour. Tonight, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance to start the second hour. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, there you go. Now, keep in mind that the Pledge of Allegiance is something that we don't take lightly when we put it out there, because it is exactly what it is. You're pledging allegiance to your country, the United States of America. Now, on this program, our program is all about being an American first. And that's what we do, and that's what we encourage, and that's what we thrive by, being an American, a conservative, a Christian, patriot, and that's what we do, and I don't need to explain too much of anything else to anybody else, but there you go. Now, got to talk a little bit about this horrific helicopter crash that killed NBA superstar, former NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, the coach of the Orange Coast College basketball team, his wife and daughter, the girls' basketball team's coach, her daughter, and another daughter, plus the pilot, nine people altogether. Unbelievable. Now, what struck my attention was when I saw the aircraft flying when it took off from the John Wayne Airport, which is where it came out of. When I saw the aircraft, the helicopter, flying at 150 knots, normal speed, pretty much normal height that it'd be flying at, and then all of a sudden, it dropped down and slowed down to 50 knots for quite a little ways. Now, that tells me that this pilot might not have been using instruments to fly.
he might have, and even though he was instrument rated, he might have dropped down to what they call the deck to be able to see where he was at, and he was flying at low altitude anyway, and then slowed down so he could see where he was going, and then once he got back out of the fog again, which he did, then he picked it back up and sped back up again, and wound up flying into the side of a mountain. Now, this is kind of screwy, but again, it kind of shows me, and I've ridden on a number of helicopters in the military, plus privately. I've been on a couple of dust-offs, and I used to, from time to time, when, pardon me, depending on what the rescue was and what was going on, sometimes I would have to fly in a helicopter to the hospital to continue doing what needed to be done with patient care for very serious trauma patients, along with the two military people that we would have with us. Protocol up in New York State called for that sort of thing. Now, that being said, it kind of tells me that maybe either he couldn't, had trouble, or couldn't turn on the instruments to help him to figure out where things were. Now, I'm just speculating. I don't know. And I'm certainly not the NTSB. But I think you're going to hear a lot about that. Plus, the other thing is, when you think about the ground and the altitude gauges, witnesses on the ground said that they saw the helicopter hit the ground. Other people say they heard it when it came across something, heard something flying low overhead, helicopter in an area where this helicopter would have been flying through the fog like that. And it's a shame that these children were on board, these young folks, 13-year-old girls that wound up being killed, going to a basketball game. Their father was going to go there, and he was going to be, I guess he was going to be a guest coach or something like that with the team. His daughter was going to play. And by the way, his daughter, this 13-year-old daughter, Gigi, they called her, she was quite the athlete. She was quite the athlete. And she already was making a name for herself on the basketball court. So she would have been a, she certainly would have been a star. But it's so, so tragic when you have something like this happen. And then when children are involved. Let me tell you, from a first responder standpoint, the one thing that we always hated to have was when there were children involved and there was nothing you could do. That was the worst feeling on the planet Earth. All right, coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Your turn to call when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, you sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, a lot of people are. Matter of fact, that's why some of you are up this time of the night. You can't sleep because of the pain you're in or the discomfort. Well, I got a suggestion for you. Because I've got arthritis, and a lot of people do. Don't need to explain that. Back pain, quite common. Neck pain, fairly common. Shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or general pain together. I got something that just might work for you. It's all natural. It's called Relief Factor. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video there. You can watch that video. It's about 2 minutes long. It'll tell you all about Relief Factor. It'll tell you what's in it, and it'll tell you what it's got that's helpful for you to get rid of the nagging and constant pain that you have. Now, I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, and all I can tell you is it works for me, folks. And when I forget about it, or I don't take it, or I'm feeling good and I feel invincible or some stupid thing like that, just about a day later, having skipped it for a day or whatnot, then guess what? Here I am aching again. So I go right back in and take it again. Now, I take it twice a day. That's all you need to do. You take it 3 times a day to begin with. You get it in your system with the 3-week quick start the first week. And then you take it twice a day after that. And you'll know. You'll know, second, third week, whether that's going to work for you. Now, they tell me up there at Relief Factor in Seattle that 81% of the people that buy the 1995 3-week quick start plan stay on the program. We get the highest retention rate of any of the other people that are even talking about Relief Factor. So that means it works.
And all I can tell you is it worked for me, and folks, it just might work for you. I mean, after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? So give it a shot. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. $19.95, the 3-week quick start. Get out, see what it does for you. By the way, I want to promote something coming up here. February the 8th and 9th in Largo at the Mid-Reg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. I'm going to be there with the lovely Susie Q on Saturday, February the 8th, for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. Now, we do a lot of these, and we're doing two a month for the next couple of months anyway. So we'll be doing Largo February the 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. It's at the Mid-Reg Hall. That's M-I-N-N, Mid-Reg Hall, at 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Hope to see you there. And I've got a Facebook page set up for that, too, by the way. So there you go. Now, I want to talk about this John Bolton stuff. Because a lot of people are reading this story coming from the New York Times, coming from MSNBC, coming from CNN, coming from Bloomberg News. By the way, it started out with New York Times. It was a leak. It's a leak about a manuscript that was written allegedly by John Bolton, although nobody knows for sure because it could have been a ghostwriter. Could have been a ghostwriter. But it starts out with a manuscript that states that the president allegedly tied the aid of the Ukraine to the investigations of the Bidens. Now, it can't be proven because we don't know, and that's number one. Number two, it's a manuscript that was not published. So it's a non-issue because it's not in the book. But yet the headline says, Bolton's book alleges Trump tied aid to investigations. Not true. Not true. And it gets a little worse if you go look at some of the other websites. Because every time it went from the New York Times where it started to somebody else, it got a little bit bolder. And there's going to be, God knows, there's going to be this and more stuff coming out. Because this is what they do. They try to just throw stuff out there. These people on the other side of the aisle, folks, are desperate. They're losing their case, and they know it. And it's not going anywhere. And they know that, too. So, they're trying to intentionally misrepresent the facts by just throwing a bunch of nonsense out there, thinking that you might buy it hook, line, or sinker, that maybe they'll get another senator to vote for them or something. Whatever they're thinking. Don't buy the lie. Again, this, we don't even know who wrote it. It's a manuscript, but again, if you have a ghost writer writing the manuscript based on either what they heard or conversations, usually they do it with recorder. They record somebody and they go from there, and then they decide to put the words in that they want to make it sound really good. And I know I had somebody that did some ghostwriting for me once, and they took my words that I said and made it sound so dynamic, it was so great, but guess what? It changed the whole meaning of it, and I did a proofread on it after they got done, and I says, wait a minute here. That's not what I said. Well, and the thing I got back was, we just made it sound a little bit more impressive. I said, impressive I don't need. Honesty, I do. And I fired the guy. I fired a guy because it was going to be for a column that I was writing every month in a major publication, which I'm glad I didn't do it now because the publication went left on us. It was an original thing that had a little bit more conservative swagger to it, But it went from being conservative to being more liberal. It's still around, but it's not doing very well, and I'm glad I didn't do it. Because I did do a lot of writing at one time. But I just don't have time for all that anymore. And by the way, a special shout-out and a thank you to the Hillsborough County Republican Party on Saturday for allowing me to come over and try to give some of the knowledge that I possess about communications when it comes to political campaigns. And it's all about the message and getting a message out there that people want to listen to instead of just a bunch of crap. Because too many of these politicians that are out there, too many of these politicians, they don't know how to communicate. And people running for office, they don't know how to communicate. So, think about that for a second. But anyway, thanks to the Hillsborough County Republican Party for giving me the chance to come out and talk to the candidates and the campaign managers that were there and just let them know a little bit about, you know, what I hear on the radio and why, and the candidates that I've interviewed, by the way, over the years. Oh, and by the way, I need to tell you this now. I've got a great interview coming up with Congressman Greg Stube. I believe he's, he's down below Congressman Vern Buchanan, southern part of Sarasota County and down into Charlotte County. But I've got him coming on my program here. We're going to talk about things in general in Washington, D.C., as well as some veterans issues, because Greg is a Iraq War veteran, and I've known him since, I knew his dad when he was sheriff, Manatee County, and I was down in Sarasota. But Greg, I met early on when he ran for state rep, and I've just kind of followed him as he's moved along, and very good man, very good man. So there you go. Now, yeah, Picasso, I see your thing there. I just got it. Thank you. So anyway, want to go along with what is going on there. And you know, my friend Picasso is doing his thing with his little website there. TrumpTwitterWall.com, so don't forget to check that out. I think he's got my show over there. Not sure. But, no, he doesn't do call-in guests there. He's not set up for that, Picasso. All righty. I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a bunch of people chiming in. I'll find out who they are, and I'll say howdy, howdy to them when we come back from the break. All right, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
He was a hero to basketball fans. Former L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter have been killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft. The pilot plus 8 individuals.
Kobe Bryant won 5 NBA championships for the Lakers. He won 2 gold medals as part of the U.S. Olympic team, and he also won an Oscar. Conditions were reportedly very foggy at the time of the crash. He is survived by his wife, Vanessa, and daughters, Natalia, Bianca, and newborn, Capri. Bryant was 41 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves. NAA.edu, NAA.edu is the place to go. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, if you're in Concord, Mass, outside Boston, you've got a National Aviation Academy right there by you. So you folks up in New England and the Northeast, there's where you can go to check them out. And if you're down here in the Southeast or Middle Atlantic or anything east of the Mississippi River or even way out there in California, come on over here to Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, the reason for doing that is because we want you to take the tour and find out exactly what you're getting involved in if you want to become an aviation maintenance tech at the National Aviation Academy. Now, it's 14 months of training. There are no shortcuts to be an aviation maintenance tech. But once you get that certification and you're licensed by the FAA, you can go
anywhere and work any place in the aviation industry. Now, the good thing is, once you graduate from there, you'll have the opportunity to make at least $60,000 a year to start with. And if you have any mechanical aptitude at all, if you're an electrician, if you're a communication specialist, know how to use a radio, have taken apart or built model airplanes or trucks or whatever, ships, whatever that is, work on cars, shade tree mechanic, or you like aircraft and you got a little bit of knowledge, then guess what? They will teach you how to be an aviation maintenance tech, and in 14 months, you'll be well on your way to a big career. Now, can you make big money? Oh, yeah. It's all contingent to you and your ability. You'll start at around $60,000 a year, and you could very easily go up to 70, 80, 90, or more. It's all up to you and how hard you want to work. So, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, and the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide slap open for you. Now, the United States Central Command, headquartered right here in my backyard across the bay, right out my window. I can look over there almost and see them. CENTCOM at MacDill Air Force Base has said that the troop surge in the Middle East is not going to end anytime soon. We are going to keep our troops over there, and in lieu of what's going on with the fact that they keep firing, you know, rockets here and rockets there, and they got a little bit luckier, they did strike the outside of the embassy. These reports about direct hit on the embassy, not true. Not true. Again, go to the video. You'll see exactly where the embassy is, and you'll see exactly what they hit. They hit the canteen, mess hall area, whatever you want to call it, on the outside, the very first layer again. And they actually, one person actually wound up getting killed because they got trampled as the people were running away as the rockets came in. So there you go. But, and good morning, Jonathan, and good morning, Mel. 39 degrees, Saratoga Springs. Okay, good morning, Mel, and good morning, Jonathan. Now, the other thing is, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that he could be ready to start a highly anticipated global force repositioning this year as part of an effort to refocus the Pentagon on the challenges from China and Russia. And as you know, Marines were relocated to Australia from various posts and positions for that very same reason. Now, we have a troop redeployment down in the Somalia area, or Kenya area, sorry, the Manda Bay Airfield in Kenya, after the attack on January 5th by the Al-Shabaab, where the militants that attacked them were killed. The 101st Airborne, their 3rd Brigade Combat Team, has been deployed to Manda Bay Airfield in Kenya. And good luck to those guys, the Screaming Eagles. Good luck to them. Also, the Lockheed Martin employees manufacturing the C-130J may have been exposed to harmful chemicals, report has come out. And the Defense Department may have ignored worker concerns, but now the Senate is calling for an investigation after the whistleblowers raise concerns about the C-130 production aircraft at Lockheed Martin. Now, this is serious stuff if this is indeed the case that's going on right now. Also, the Chief of Naval Operations gave the Navy an aggressive goal to eliminate lost operational days from overrun maintenance availabilities by next year. And surface Navy and maintenance community leadership believe that they're on track to do just that. So we'll see if they can do it or not. 71%. Well, it's not very good. And I don't know if it's good news or if it's bad, but the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, has begun a review of the U.S. Southern Command, which could lead to cuts to the Regional Combatant Command, or perhaps increased resources at a time when they're starting to put more attention on China and Russia. But the activity they're concentrating on is what's ramping up in Central and South America by those two countries. And believe me when I tell you, they are there. So isn't Iran. Hezbollah is alive and well in Venezuela and parts of Mexico. You better believe that one. Now, a Texas State National Guardsman has created a War on Drugs service medal, and he has submitted it to the military for consideration. A War on Drugs military. Now, the War on Drugs has not been considered a military campaign, even though they've launched some military exercises against the cartels in the past, as well as the drug dealers coming across the border and whatnot, as well as the human traffickers. This would be something special for the National Guardsmen and regular military that are serving on the border. Not a bad idea from where I'm sitting. Not a bad idea at all. And let's not forget that a brigade of paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne that was deployed back in January, early January, to the Middle East in the wake of the mounting tensions with Iran has been asked by its leadership to use two encrypted messaging applications on their government cell phones because they're afraid they might get hacked. Now, isn't that something? And while thousands of Iraqis rallied at two central Baghdad intersections over the weekend after a prominent cleric called for a million-strong protest against the American military presence following the killing of the General Soleimani from the IRGC, that same cleric told the people not to go out in the streets anymore after their initial protest on Friday. Now, they didn't pay attention. And where wasn't a million of them anyway? It was 10, 20,000, something like that, but they did not pay attention. So it becomes what it becomes. All right, coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, going to see if anything's changed. And oh, by the way, make sure that you got your gasoline tanks full, because if we start a shooting skirmish over there, you know what's going to happen in the Middle East. Price dropped 3 cents over the weekend in my backyard. Be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic
let my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, there he is, Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. As he's out there rooster cruising somewhere. That's an oldie but goodie from 1979. All righty, he was ahead of his time, by the way. Okay, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Okay, here we go. There's been a little bit of a change in the weather pattern, so we'll get right to it because we got a little bit more snow in a couple areas here where we didn't have it last hour, but we got it now. So another strong storm will impact the Northwest through Tuesday with heavy rain, localized flooding on the lower levels, and mountain snow from the Cascades to the Northern Rockies measuring a foot or more. Meanwhile, a system passing through the interior west will produce some heavy snow across the south central Rockies. It's starting to do that right now. And finally, lake effect snow will occur downwind of the Great Lakes, and that's happening right now from a low pressure system that's near the Canadian Maritimes. Now, we'll get into all of that, but first let me start out west and come east because it's going to get more exciting the further east I come. Now, we have a system coming in up in Washington State. We've got some rain starting in and some fog along I-5 right there just over the border from Portland, Oregon in Washington State. That's where it's at the moment. It's probably going to progress as the day goes along. Also, Oregon, Richard the Marine, you're going to get wet again. Down there in California, there's a possibility, probably not today, but a couple days from now at the very latest, you're going to see some rain and some snow in the mountains there. You've already got wind down in Southern California coming east of Los Angeles out into the valley out there by Ontario and then up out of Ontario going up towards Barstow. Nothing to report in Arizona. Idaho, it's right there, again, in the central part of Idaho, up 15, on the Montana line, you've got an area of snow about 100 miles long from Idaho over to the Wyoming border, northwestern part of Wyoming, and then up about 100 miles into Minnesota going straight up I-15. Now, down in Salt Lake City, I-15, right there, Wyoming, just north of where I-80 cuts off and goes to the east and I-15 goes north. You have got snow up there in that little corner. You got snow down below Salt Lake right now, down about where I-70 comes across and ends there at I-15 around Richfield in Utah. In Wyoming, you've got a lot of high wind tonight across Wyoming. And then you've got snow between Laramie and Cheyenne tonight. And snow in the higher elevations north of Cheyenne as you go north up on 25. Okay, coming across, we'll start with North Dakota. Winds in North Dakota. South Dakota. South central and southeast portion of South Dakota into the central portion of the northwestern portion of Iowa, that's changed as we speak. I just watched it change. And the southwestern corner of Minnesota, you've got a general snow there right now. Over to the east, towards Rochester, Minnesota, you've got fog. Got fog down 35 all the way down through Iowa, all the way down to Arkansas, through Missouri, and right now in Oklahoma, in the southwestern and central part of Oklahoma, Kansas, just above the border with Oklahoma, you've got an area of snow that just popped up there. You've got 100 miles of snow in terms of width down there east of, east of Colorado, down below in the east of Lyman out there along probably looks like Route 50. Now, let's go with the fog because you got fog tonight all the way from Galveston to Houston, straight up the line to San Antonio, from San Antonio up to the Metroplex of Dallas, up into Oklahoma,
kind of makes a right turn about halfway up in Oklahoma, goes over to the right. A lot of Arkansas tonight, including Little Rock, has got dense fog. You've also got dense fog across most of Missouri, if you're up on I-70 for sure. If you're down on I-40 for sure. If you're on I-44 for sure. So be advised, that's where the fog is. Now, very quickly, we've got snow in the mountains of South Carolina, north of Columbia, as you go up towards Charlotte, north of Charlotte, up I-81, that stretch up into Virginia. There is some snow there tonight, just started in the last hour. And then the lake effect machine is kicking in up in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Some high winds up in there, too, north of Wisconsin and in the upstate New York area from Oswego to Watertown and the Tug Hill Plateau, snow there. And some snow way up in the tip of Maine tonight, right now. All righty. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines because right now we're joined with joined by Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to start with the obvious. I just don't want to dwell on it all night because everybody else is, but we don't have to because we've actually got real news to talk about. But that horrible helicopter crash involving Kobe Bryant and his daughter and a coach and his wife and her daughter and the girls' team basketball coach and her daughter, the pilot, and Kobe Bryant all dying in what appears to be something that may have involved heavy fog. What are you hearing?
Well, there certainly was fog. I mean, they said the fog was heaviest that they had seen in a long time. But witnesses on the ground, also, I think one that actually called 911 reported that they had heard the engine sputtering before the crash. So what is unclear at this point is that, Kobe himself actually is a pilot, a helicopter pilot. So we're not sure if he was piloting or not. So that still remains to be determined. And I think once they get the identification through DNA and forensics, they'll determine everybody that was on board and what their talents were and who signed the passenger manifest, we will know.
Yeah. Apparently we had 9 people on board. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because to begin with, we heard 5, and then suddenly it went up to 9, so I got it. We can go with that. But again, some of the people that were on there, the girls' basketball coach, apparently the daughter, Kobe's daughter, brought her basketball coach, her daughter, who also played on the team with her, and there was another young lady that was aboard. Don't know what their connection was. Do you?
It looks like they were all going to a basketball tournament at his facility.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. Got lots of news to talk about. Things are spiking up again in Iraq. Don't know what's going to happen there. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.